Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. Grab your coffee and join us this morning as we're talking with some amazing award-winning teachers in our diocese about their outstanding accomplishments. Our guests capture the essence of our Catholic schools and why they're so special and to help change lives. We want to thank our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, supported by Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. First, we welcome back to the program our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Father Tom.
And thanks for being with me in studio. And also joining us are two distinguished teachers, Emily Janoka from John F. Kennedy Catholic School in the city of Washington, Pennsylvania, who is a Golden Apple Award winner and works with students not only in her classroom, but also on the stage. Emily, good morning and welcome this morning.
Good morning, Father.
And Karen Kennedy, she is from next door. Bishop Canavan Catholic High School is also here. Karen is an art teacher and the executive coordinator for Bishop Canavan's award-winning musicals, who also wears many hats in the class and also on the set and stage. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Father.
So I have the Holy Trinity with me here this morning, so all three of you. Michelle, would you start us off with this Golden Apple Teacher Awards? We hear a lot about these awards in name, but can you tell our listeners what are they and why are they so significant in our Catholic schools?
They are very significant, and they were established in 1991, with the first award in 1992 by the Donahue family, particularly Rodora Donahue, who wanted to recognize our Catholic teachers for their teaching ability, certainly, but also their ability to walk with our students spiritually. So it's an award that addresses not only the teacher, and they're fully credentialed and they're highly qualified, but it is that special role as a Catholic educator that reinforces our kids, that strengthens our kids in their spiritual journey. So it is a very important award. There is a wonderful monetary benefit to receiving this award, although I have to tell you, most of our winners are shocked because they don't recognize there's any monetary award attached to it. They are just so honored to receive the little golden apple to put on their desk. And so there is that piece. But it's a beautiful award for Catholic educators, and it has moved past the Diocese of Pittsburgh to other dioceses across the country.
Golden Apple Award. So I'm always thinking sports. So we just have the World Series was starting this past week. So it's kind of like winning the World Series championship, the Super Bowl trophy, if you will, hockey, the Stanley Cup. The Golden Apple Award would be equivalent to our Pittsburgh sports fanatics. Would you agree?
I would agree that it is our MVP award.
The MVPs. All right. Great. Well, congratulations. And I'm really honored to have Karen and Emily with us. And so let's begin. Karen Kennedy, you have an amazing legacy at Bishop Canavan High School that's still going. Can you tell our listeners about your call to Catholic education and the road to Bishop Canavan before we get set the long list of your amazing achievements? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I graduated from Carlo College back then. It's now Carlo University. And I did my student teaching at Canavan. And I was just really fortunate that when I finished my student teaching, there was an opening in the English department. And I started then, I was hired at Canavan to begin my career as an English teacher.
English.
I double majored. And then the year after that, I followed and switched to the art department and stayed in art ever since.
Wow, that's like a multiple hats there. Wow, and you've been there ever since?
Ever since.
So your first career after Carlo.
Yes, and, so straight out of college.
Yeah, fantastic. So you teach at Bishop Canavan for over 40 years. Tell about this, what this means to you to be there for so long. You've seen so many students walk through those halls.
It's really my second home. Mm. I've been there so much. I met my husband there. My two children went to Canavan. I still love running into the alumni when they come back, or I see them at the grocery store. It's really a wonderful place. I've made lifelong friends there. It's just a wonderful work environment.
And it's a special place.
Yes, you know? I couldn't have asked for anything better.
And Bishop Canavan High School is, the location is perfect. It's in the Greentree Crofton area of Pittsburgh. It's right off of the Parkway East. Actually, you can see that from the Parkway and right down from the studios of KDK Studios up at Foster Plaza here in Greentree and on the campus of the Pastoral Center of the Diocese of Pittsburgh and also at St. Paul Seminary. So it's a beautiful campus.
It is.
And it's, you're in the city, but you're in the country because the deer and the chickens and the turkeys and foxes, all
yes.
the wonderful God's creatures roam the campus.
Yes, they do.
Very beautiful. Now, you are the executive director of the Spring Musical, the layout coordinator for the play programs, art club, stage crew, Christmas decorator, school dances, concerts. You're also the mass coordinator for masses. I'm sure that's where do you find time to do all these things? That's just quite a job list.
Some of those things are now in the past, mm-hmm. but I am still working with the musical. I'm working on stage crew. Basically, my husband and I work and design the set, or don't design the sets, but work at building the sets with students. We are very proud that students build the majority of the sets, unlike mm-hmm. other schools where it's parents or maintenance men. Our students actually build the sets. They move the sets the nights of the show. They take the sets apart and store all the materials when the show is over. So it's a very, very nice experience for them as well as the adults that work. We do have some parent volunteers too, which is
wow.
wonderful.
But the students build the set.
They build everything.
Set up, tear up, and tear
yes.
down. Wow, that's great. And I remember as a seminarian at St. Paul Seminary over 25 years ago, we went and saw Oklahoma at Bishop Canavan. We walked over and fantastic production in
Thank
there.
You.
And still keep singing that, Oklahoma. Yeah, keep singing on that. So that was really good. What's the best part of teaching in our Catholic schools for you, Karen?
I think the ability to connect with students and to watch them progress and develop into very capable young men and women. I'm also blessed to have St. Anthony students in my classroom, and I take special delight in seeing them achieve and progress and move on. And graduate and go on.
And St. Anthony is for students with special needs,
yes.
but they are in the classrooms taking the same classes.
Yes.
And the mingling and the interaction with the other students.
Yes, they are.
Very, very important to do that. And that's a wonderful program.
It
too.
Is.
So, how about receiving the Golden Apple Award? What does that mean to you? You just won the Super Bowl trophy or the World Series.
I was very shocked. I was very humbled and still am, because I teach with so many other wonderful teachers who are as deserving, if not more, than I was in receiving it. I feel that I have to carry on a good legacy then. I'm representing Canavan, I'm representing my students, I'm representing all that that means to be a Catholic school teacher.
Good, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's definitely kudos to you for getting that. And I understand Bishop Canavan also was awarded the Gene Kelly Award, too, for production.
We've had numerous nominations and we've been blessed to win many times. So it's always nice. It's always an accomplishment, always an achievement to say that you're in the company of some really great productions by other high schools, both private and public schools mm-hmm. in the city of Pittsburgh.
And when I was in high school, I was in school musicals. I was in the Sound of Music my sophomore year. I was just an extra person dancing at the dinner scene. And then I was Cornelius Hackle in Hello Dolly and Emil DeBeck in South Pacific. So I have a theater background that was in my high school days. And I love going to the summer series down at the Benenum Center. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh has such a great theater arts. And just to see the talent in our kids is just incredible, elementary and high school. And they're the future Gene Kellys on stage in the future. And it's just wonderful. And we'll be hearing from Emily Janoka in our second half from the elementary level. And then, Karen, you take care of the high school level mm-hmm. at Bishop Canavan. It's just wonderful that our Catholic students, they're there for the faith and the love and the nurturing, academics, but also for the arts. It's just so well-rounded. I just think that's just so important. So kudos to you and your staff and the family and volunteers and all those people who make it happen behind the scenes, as they say, in the theater world. So we're going to take a break, and we have lots more to talk about in our second segment. We will be welcoming Emily Janoka from John F. Kennedy Catholic Elementary School in Washington, PA. She also is a Golden Apple Award winner. We'll be hearing from her in the second segment, and then also Michelle Peduto, our superintendent of Catholic schools, she'll get the final word. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, and we are featuring the Golden Apple Award winners. And we have Michelle Peduto, our superintendent of Catholic schools here. And with me on the second segment is Emily Janoka. She is from John F. Kennedy Catholic Elementary School in Washington, PA, Washington County. And we just heard from Karen Kennedy from Bishop Canavan High School in Greentree. And I want to welcome Michelle and Emily for our second segment here. And I want to thank our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Emily, your call to Catholic education and your road to JFK Catholic School, before we get into your long achievements, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I went to Duquesne University for my undergrad and early childhood education, and then I ended up going back there for my master's degree in instructional technology, which is a very different background. I can teach computer, but I also know all kinds of tech stuff behind the scenes that we do in the school as well. And somehow one of my student teacher advisors actually worked at JFK, and she said, you should apply for this job, you would be wonderful, and I ended up at JFK. I taught preschool for a few years, I taught first grade for a couple years, and now for the past 4 years, 5 years, I've been in middle school, and I absolutely love it.
Wow. So you taught the little kids, and now you're the middle school kids now.
Yes.
And you're known as Miss J in the halls at JFK,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yeah? You will hear it everywhere
hey,
in the hallways.
Miss J, huh? Now, you have a really interesting background with the drama club and guiding them into your faith. Share us with some amazing things that you're involved in, with because you're a teacher, but also the drama club coordinator.
So I started, as soon as I got the job at JFK, they said, oh, you have a theater background, you're a dancer. And so I started doing the musicals with another teacher, and then she retired and I took over, and I've been doing the musicals ever since. This will be my 9th production in the spring. I'm so excited. I can't say any words on what that production is because my lips are locked. The kids can't know yet, but I started the program with 30 kids, and now in my ninth year, we have about 70 students in grades third to eighth grade that are involved in the productions. They're stage crew, they're sets, they are the dancers on the stage, and they act everything, and they're the ones who press the buttons when the microphones turn on, and they turn all the lights on the stage, and even the snow machines when we did Frozen. So my kids are everywhere, and they do everything, but I also do the student government at my school as well, which...
So you wear multiple hats,
I wear multiple hats, yes, and I think I have 25 or 26 kids in student government this year, so that program is also growing.
To have a drama club on the elementary level, I think, is really kudos to you, because normally the high schools have that, but there's not too many elementary schools that would have a drama club, would there?
There is a few in our region, in the South Hills region. We have a few that have programs, and we also have a few that are starting programs this year.
It's becoming more popular.
And actually, a couple of them have reached out to me because they are starting programs this year, and they want some background.
Preparing them for future Gene Kellys.
Yes.
And generations. Yeah. Now, just in a short time of your teaching, you were honored with the Golden Apple Award, nominated by your principal, who said, quote, "She is an encouraging teacher with high expectations. She loves the Lord and integrates prayer and biblical teachings into her lessons and provides her class with a strong faith foundation," end quote. What does the Golden Apple Award mean to you?
Well, being that I was in my late 20s when I won the award, I was completely shocked, and it means the world to me because I do everything for my kids. I call them my own personal kids. I said, I don't have kids of my own. I have all of you. You are my children, and even when you leave JFK, you will still be my kids. So to represent JFK, which has become my family over the past 9 years, and to be a part of this awesome community of people who have won awards for being outstanding teachers, I can't believe me being so young actually received this award. It's an honor.
Congratulations on that. Kudos to you for that. Michelle, the superintendent of Catholic schools, I want to give your input on the nominating process, because that's going to be coming up for those who might be submitting names for future Apple Award recipients. Can you explain the process?
I sure can. And I do want folks to hear the enthusiasm in Karen's voice and in Emily's voice and what that award means to them. But this is not an award that we give at the diocesan level. This comes from the ground up, from the grassroots. And so we need people to participate in the nominating process to make this opportunity available to more teachers. And so any teacher, parent, student and parent combination in an elementary school or high school can nominate a teacher or principal from their school, but there will only be one nomination taken from each school. And so we do ask for in the case of teachers, we ask for the principal to do the vetting there. And then from the principal standpoint, we look at that from a regional level or with the assistant superintendent for high schools. So it is an important piece. And it's a relatively simple process for the nominator. It's a little more complicated for the nominee because there's a great deal of documentation that we need to be provided. The teacher has to have taught for at least 3 years. They have to be fully credentialed, both by the state and by our diocese as far as their religious training. So this is an award that's given to people that have worked really hard in their professional lives, too. But I do appreciate everything that was said here about love for students. And that's what motivates our Golden Apple winners. You can't teach that. You can't teach it at the college level. You can't teach it. It's in their hearts. And so Catholic education is in their hearts, and they're able to demonstrate that so exemplarily. I don't know. I'm going to leave that
one
behind. I'm not going to say that again. I'm going to stay away from that.
Tongue twister.
In an excellent manner is what I'll say. But I do encourage anyone, you have a teacher in your school that you find fits the criteria for the Golden Apple Awards, please nominate.
That's good words of wisdom. And Michelle, you were saying, just hearing what Karen and Emily, their passion, you know, and Karen teaching for over, you know, 40 years at Bishop Canavan, and Emily being such a young teacher, but all of her achievements, it's such a remarkable, both of them, I could just tell and hear it in her voice that it's not just a job, it's their life and their passion and what they're, the impact that they're making on their students and the family atmosphere in our Catholic schools. That's what makes Catholic education so special. I want to give some final thoughts. Emily, for those thinking about a Catholic school and checking out JFK, what would you tell some potential parents and grandparents?
I would have to say that any Catholic school in our diocese is wonderful, but JFK is a special place. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family. My family has come in, and everybody at JFK has opened my family, my parents, my sister, my nephew with open arms. They say that my nephew is like the mascot of the school because everybody loves him. So what I have to say is, yes, it is a family, and the kids love to be there, and we have so many opportunities for the kids.
And Karen, just a little thought about somebody thinking about Catholic education and taking a look at Bishop Canavan.
Definitely consider a Catholic high school. It doesn't necessarily have to be Canavan, but I love the school. It has so many things to offer. And come to our open house. It's coming up.
Great, good. And congratulations again for both of you on your Golden Apple Awards. And Michelle Peduto, our superintendent, thanks for being with us in studio.
Thank you.
And Karen Kennedy from Canavan and Emily Janoka from JFK Catholic School in Washington, thanks for being with us this morning. And keep on singing and keep on acting. And kudos to both of you. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I want to thank our sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. We'll be back in a moment here on KDKA. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're coming into the home stretch of this liturgical calendar. In a couple weeks, we will begin a new cycle readings with the first Sunday of Lent. So all of the Gospels these next couple weeks will be focusing on preparing for the end of time. And this week in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus reminds us to practice what we preach. He is talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, but he's also teaching us that how we treat people, what we say. Do we seek power and prestige, seats of honor, the glitz, the glamour, the popularity? The scribes and the Pharisees seemed holy on the outside, but in the inside, they had a lot of jealousy and anger and hatred with Jesus. So life by our beliefs, we need to set good examples by not just saying things, but our words. So practice what we preach. And as they say, actions speak louder than words. And Matthew's gospel is really helping us to remind us to be true to ourselves, not just what's on the outside, but looking in. And we have to be true to ourselves to take care of what's really inside. So are we holding on to any anger or hatred or jealousy towards another person? Let's be humble. Actions speak louder than words. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll see you in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, my God.